We are to live in the joy of that assurance. We are to live in the hope of that assurance. We are to live in the maximum confidence and boldness that that assurance gives to us. I'm saying all of that just to remind you that God doesn't expect you to go through your life worrying and wondering about whether you really belong to Him. There are theologies that say that. There are teachers and preachers that say that. They are the same ones who think you can lose your salvation, and they're therefore afraid that you, living in confidence, might step over the line of sin, going too far in your confidence, and therefore forfeit your salvation. And so it's better for you, since you could lose it, not to think it was too secure. That keeps you more on your toes and makes it more likely that you'll hang on to it. Well, of course, we know from our study last week and from all the years of studying the Bible that salvation is forever. You cannot lose it. And so you might as well enjoy having it. That's exactly what God desires. Last Sunday night, two Sunday nights ago, we looked at the essential foundation, the eternality of salvation. We talked about the doctrine of salvation as to its eternality, that once God saves you, it is forever. After all, eternal life is eternal life. It is permanent. We talked about the reality of that permanent salvation. If you ever had it, you always have it. We saw clearly in the Bible that it cannot be lost because it is eternal life, by definition, because God has chosen from before the foundation of the world to whom He will give it, and all to whom He has chosen to give it, He will give it. Everyone whom He has chosen, He calls. Everyone whom He calls, He justifies. Everyone whom He justifies, He glorifies. So from the elective purpose of God in predestination before the foundation of the world to the consummate glory of the saints, everything works according to the perfect plan of God in giving salvation, so that the purpose of God in the beginning is the end of the redemptive work. What God intended to do is exactly what He will do. He intended to give salvation to sinners whom He chose before the foundation of the world, and that is exactly what He is doing. The work of Christ also was complete. It was so complete that there is no way you could forfeit salvation. That would undermine the efficacy and the completeness of the work of Christ. If His work was not sufficient to hold you, then it would be a deficient work. Furthermore, you have the intercessory work of Jesus at the right hand of the Father, making sure that no successful accusation is ever brought before the throne of God against you. You also have the work of the Holy Spirit, who is your guarantee of eternal life. He is the down payment, the arrow.